Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. He is a mighty God. We bless him. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. Thou is that you are a wonder in our soul. Praise the Lord. We greet you from Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio, praying that you had a blessed and marvelous and wonderful day. And standing on the promises of the Lord continuously, he is awesome. When we think of his goodness and of his mercy and of his grace and all the things he done brought us through, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for you. We're looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Praise the Lord through the night as we pray and intercede on the behalf of others. Thank God for the word last night from Prophet Michelle Benjamin. Praise God. What are you under the influence of? And restoration. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it was a move of God like never before. We thank God for each night, every time God bring us into his presence and those that he allowed to speak into our hearts. And even through the series that we had with the Under the Influence back here about a month ago, Dynamic Word, and God just bless her to carry on and to add to it about the restoration that God has given. So when the Lord gave me the topics to give her with the Under the Influence, because she was still thinking we were under that, and I was like, Lord bless. And I say, even with that, with the restoration, with him, and I'm telling you, had no idea that God was going to come from that angle, but I was anticipating and expecting him to move in a great way. And thank God for the testimonies of her being transparent, how God has blessed and moved and used that. Praise the Lord. Just sharing a little bit while we are waiting, praise God, for our other warriors to come on. We were having a storm over here, but right now just hear light thunder, not any lightning. So we're going forth and coming on, praise the Lord, and believing God that we will have time to pray, and he hold back the weather. And if it does, praise God, we'll share what we can in interceding in prayer and just leave everything else in the hands of God, praise the Lord. But in the meantime, it is pleasant enough out there where it's not, like I said, we don't have any lightning, just a tiny bit of thunder, so we can be able to come on, so we give God praise. Bless the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for what God has done and is still doing. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Where could I do? Where could I go? Because I try to take a couple of notes that you were saying. Love your enemies. Love is my natural. If my natural man says, if you fuss, I would respond in the flesh, where she was talking about how what we were under the influence of. She gave a testimony about some of the things she was under the influence of before she got saved. And after coming into the Lord, then she talked about this job and how the challenges and things that were going on the job and how flesh did want to rise up, but then and did for a little bit. But when God spoke to her spirit, how the Lord blessed and arranged and turned things around, and he said, so we have to make up our minds that our love looks like Jesus. And she said the Lord altered her flesh, even when you're saying she was praying for the Lord to bless and annihilate her enemies like David did in his word and vengeance and whatever. But it came to a point God was showing her that she needed to transform her, praise the Lord. And so no matter what the plots and the plans or whatever like this, that came up against her, God blessed for her light to be able to shine in the midst of it. She talked a little bit about restoration out of Lamentation 3, and hope never is deferred. She said Jeremiah the prophet experienced destructions and sorrow and depression. He talked to people about what was going on, but there was, disobedience and rebellion and stuff like this, but how he got in despair and all this. But then she talked about the hope in the particular places, and then how the downfalls and whatever like this, and then but she still brought out how God can be your defender more or less. So I'm just going to just And how it says, my hope responded, what is your hope in in your situation? So we got to keep our hope in the Lord and not in people, not in things, not in situations or circumstances. Our hope, God with his new mercies all day long, and he will be faithful, new mercies every day, and we will not be consumed. God is our portion. He sets everything in place. He's our provider. Is he your portion tonight? Therefore, I hope in him. Therefore, I have hope in him. And it says, God, praise God. What I was going to say, what she says. I say to them, then thy kingdom come, but will be done. Oh, in the circumstance that she was going through and how she was saying, how God told her not to pray anymore, just so it really was all about this trust and turning in his hands and not glory to God, put it no more in nobody else's hands, your situation, circumstances, really not to look at anymore, but cast your care upon him. And he said when he gave her a word to say just pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, she took her hands off of it and let God have his way. So that's what it is more or less sharing in our lives. We thank God for that. Now we have several of our prayer words and came on, so we can just go ahead and say our scripture prayer. And we're going to start out tonight with Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, I believe, yeah, and Pastor, Mother McCormick. That's the order, praise God, we're going to have for our reading tonight, our prayer order of four is the scheduling for those that will come in to pray after me. And our scripture reading, one of them is James 1:22, but be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. Praise God. You don't tell us what we got as Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean on God, trust in him, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Of course, that is written, praise God, in a different translation of the Bible, but we also know that Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. And when it comes to glory, that be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. It just broke it down just a little bit more in depth. But the scripture reading, take those things into heart. But today and last night, it's going to be tied into a message later. Not what I just said, but that will too. But it was about the scripture. Where is it? Songs. I'm trying to remember where I wrote the thing at for me this morning. The scripture reading that was in my heart today, besides the two that we have to walk by that I just spoke, can't remember where I wrote it at right now, but I'll have to get back to you on that one. And it's concerning not to be snared by our words and whatever that come out of our mouth. So that's something we're going to have to be very, very careful of. If I don't give you anything else, I just wanted to at least give you the scripture and then move forward. Okay, Ms. DJ, time is passing. That one I'm going to have to bring back. I know the enemy fight me on that one for a reason, but it's something that we do need to hear. I will get back with you on that one, since I can't seem to see it right now. And I just finished writing it again before you even came on, but I had some other notes I was writing. But nevertheless, we're going to take those two scriptures into heart, what we just said, and also, like I said, when the word tells us not to be snared by the words of our mouth, I'll find that for you a little bit later. And I think that was out of Proverbs too as well. But nevertheless, Father, we do honor you today for coming in your presence with thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude. grateful of how faithful you are, God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness and this love that you showed to us even on Calvary, God, when all that you went through on our behalf. We thank you that you said it's finished. So it's our choice now to make our decision who we're going to serve. We're going to continue in the flesh and serve the enemy, or we're going to turn our lives completely over to you. And you said we can't serve two masters. So we got to make our choice to know this, that we are a work in progress, but it's got to continue to progress. If we don't, we'll regress. And your word says, glory to God, for to be transformed by the renewing of our minds through that word, and that's in Romans 12. We thank God for all that you do every day. God, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for giving us the gift. Glory to God, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the teacher, the leading God. Thank you, Lord God, for the armor that we're to wear daily, not taking off, putting back on. But as we go through warfare, we got to make sure it's completely, glory to God, secured back in alignment on our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for the food, the clothing, the shelter, for the opportunity, glory, to praise your name. And glory, I have trust and faith in you. Thank you for the power of forgiveness, and God, for us to not walk in unforgiveness, but forgiveness, because you loved us so much that you forgave us, glory to God, and sent your son on our behalf. God, we thank you, Lord God, teaching us some more to be this temple that you can bless and you can use and have your beings in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you. God, we thank you that you said we're fearfully and wonderfully made, more and more as we've been transformed into your will. We thank you that we can cast our cares upon you. We thank you, no matter the weapons that are formed, you said it's not going to prosper. You said that your business is yours. You told us, glory to God, to walk in the forgiveness, and if our enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him food. God, you telling us more and more to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and you will do the exalting. You're teaching us how to pray ye one for another, bear one another burdens, strong bear the infirmities of we, those that, glory to God, that are prison bound. God, how we're to visit all those that, glory to God, need food or clothing. We're are to be in place where we can be able to be, glory to God, not only recipient of the blessings, but also be a blessing. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for all that you do. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line. Thank you for the prayer line that you have all around the globe that are sincere about the work of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are preaching, teaching, and reaching, glory to God, with your word and standing in faith, and that people go back and see a true light, not their flesh on parade. We are thanking you, Lord God, that you are blessing and bringing truth to us and bringing us into a place to acknowledge, glory to God, our errors of our ways, and we submit ourselves to you and, glory to God, being transparent how you use those things as blessings and tools as we speak your word, and that we will stand, glory to God, on it. We are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to be in a place, hallelujah, to be in a land of freedom, that we don't have any problems, glory to God, going to church or being able to speak the word out openly and be able to share it and witness and whatever, that we don't have to hide, glory to God, behind a curtain, that we don't have to hide, glory to God, in caves. We don't have to be in a place, glory to God, that we got to be watched, glory to God, of what word that we say that's related to your truth and your name. God, we can openly say so. Help us to be grateful about that we have the freedom that we do. And thank you most of all, God, that the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. You said let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, we bind up satanic, demonic forces that come to steal lives and steal health and steal, glory to God, the possessions and steal, glory to God, our thoughts and minds and whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus for those that are caught up in fear and all caught up in anxiety attacks, and those that are caught up, glory to God, where they're bound by oppression, depression, and those that can't even think clearly. Oh, God, we pray against the forces of evil that have people's minds so depressed and oppressed that they're out, glory to God, scandalizing other people's names. They're sowing discord, got confusion going on, or prejudice going on, and spreading, glory to God, gossip. We plead the blood of Jesus, awakening and recognize the harm and the danger with this tongue, and glory to God, and what is the damage it can do. It's supposed to worship and praise you and magnify you and bless, glory to God, others, and be in a place, glory to God, that we can be able to sing praises unto your name and worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we are praying against the forces of evil that I have others, glory to God, that are just doing things, glory to God, to cause murder and cause, glory to God, confusion and chaos. Those that are out in the streets, glory to God, doing all kind of hideous crimes and whatever, those that are snatching people's children up or others up, glory to God, for their own gain, personal gain, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the homicide, the suicide, whatever the enemy is doing, pleading the blood of Jesus, even the chaos and confusion, that division in families and ministries, we plead the blood of Jesus, the cancerous demons, the ones that come up against every part of the body and every organ in the name of Jesus, whether it's sugar diabetes or whether it's heart trouble or glory to God, or having cancer or something going on with the kidneys or something going on the spleen, something goes on with their bloodline, something goes on, glory to God, with everything, the eyes, the ears, whatever, can't even work, operate the body correctly because of arthritis and all kind of other diseases that's related in keeping the body from functioning. Even the spirit, glory to God, that have people's minds, glory to God, with Alzheimer's and dementia. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We know all of these things come from the enemy because Jesus already said at the cross, on the cross, glory to God, all the things he was whipped for, all those things are about every problem we have, no matter what avenue he's coming, he's already been tempted and went through everything that we could ever go through, even in 1,000, 100,000 years or whatever. Oh, God, we bind it up and take authority and command the enemy, that thief that you said that came to steal, kill, and destroy, that he'll be, glory, eradicated. Glory to God, dismantle his works in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus that he'll be loose from his assignment and go back to the dry place from which he came. We speak what your word says. By your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. We know, glory to God, even sin in the camp can cause some of these things besides the enemy having a door open, through us when the enemy can come in. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. So we know it comes to other situations. And once in a while, things may occur that you said you're just going to get some glory out of it, no matter what the enemy say or do. But, God, we are praying that you help us to stand on the word. And, God, and have faith, but also with knowing that we got to have patience, but continue to work and work while it's day. Because when night comes, no man can work. Because you have a season and a time things come about, no matter what the enemy is saying. So, God, help us. Even when we get these bad reports or even things that we have knowledge of and they've been revealed to us, God, help us to stand on what your word says in the name of Jesus. So God, we know that you have the last say, so no matter what goes on in our life, but help us to stay focused to be able to accomplish and do all that you said. Do we come against the thief with untimely death and sickness and disease to try to block, stop, or hinder or cause us to lose focus? Oh, help us to press. Help us to not allow the things that go on in our families and our children and our friends and ministry so distracted, so that we get so overwhelmed that we can't hear you anymore, that we get bound up ourselves and get attitudes and start getting, glory to God, want to have vengeance ourselves instead of allowing the Lord to take place. God, help us to press every day to cast these cares, these concerns back to you, because you said you care for them, cast them, because you care for us, cast them. All you that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Oh, God, help us to find ourselves resting in you, because if the enemy can have his way, we'll be in distress all the time, no rest, just torment, agitated in our sleep, agitated when we get up, agitated going to job, agitated in the house, agitated in the marriage, agitated in the ministry, doing the work a little mechanically, but not all still yet have unforgiveness or agitation, glory to God, from things of people saying or doing or what they did do or didn't do. Oh, glory to God, the financial situations, circumstances, glory to God, that are beyond our control, that we don't have no control over, worrying and depressed. And God, help us to find a way to continue to release those things every day. Oh, God, even for friendships, when glory to God, betrayal coming, misunderstanding and chaos, confusion, getting wrapped up in the circumstance, getting wrapped up in the situation that we can't hear God, and after no hour, now glory to God, vengeance is yours instead of the Lord. Oh, God, a retaliation against the circumstances, situation, glory to God, till the people that come against. God, this is not your will. God, you said, be angry, but sin not. But sometimes it's going over into another realm because it's done festered up in there. It done built up, and now from glory, anger to frustration to glory to God to malice and all glory to God getting caught up. Next thing you know, it'll be hatred. Lord, help us to know that we can stop it at the core when it first starts. In the name of Jesus, we do it like you say do it. In the name of Jesus, because the flesh got to die. It wants to live, and we got to kill the flesh, glory to God, so God's spirit can live on the inside. He can be glorified, so he can have this way. So, God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us so we can be that light, because with all that stuff in us, we cannot be the light. It's going to be a lightning bulb, or it's going to be, glory to God, a flashlight, or up under a bushel, or it's going to be short circuit. Every time you turn around, it's like short circuit in your electrical services. Oh, glory to God, the light flickering on and off. God, but that light that you want on the hill, not saying we're not going to go through some things, because you already told us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but glory to God, hallelujah, you deliver us out of them all. Wait patiently on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen our hearts. God, help us to have the mind of Christ, and not on a part-time basis, not when everything is going well, hallelujah, but in the valley as well, because that's going to make all the difference. While we're in the valley, we can be able to praise you and magnify you, and we can keep the faith, because when we're on the mountaintop, all anybody, the world and everybody else can be happy, but we are praying like never before, God, that we will stand on faith and hold on to the joy of the Lord being our strength. Because the joy, glory, even when trials and tribulations going on, we'll have joy consistently, glory to God. But when it's something happens, happiness is only when something happens. Oh, God, so help us, glory to God, to have the peace. And you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding. You said we'll keep our hearts and mind on thee. God, help us to pray for our sisters and brothers. Help us to pray for those less fortunate. Help us to pray for those, glory to God, that are coming up against us and persecuting us and agitating and aggravating us in the name of Jesus. Ah, that we have the spirit of Jesus Christ. God, help us to recognize. They say they're going to recognize us by the love we have one for another. So our light won't be flickering because we love this one and love that one. We have understand. We're angry and frustrated and can't stand this one. God, I pray that we'll watch our tongue, what we're saying. We're snared by our tongues and so forth like this. And some of the things that we believe in God for and hoping for will snare us and keep it in a place over to God on hold, or either it'll be end up being delayed. And sometimes it may get denied if we're not doing it the way God said. But a delay is not a denial when he's blessing, he's moving. Help us, glory to God, to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Lord, I thank you for the people of God, the ministers of God, the warriors of the God, the intercessors. God, we are praying, help us, even in this time of this dilemma of, glory to God, going on with a new spread, a new string, glory to God, of COVID. But God, we believe in, no matter what, you done did it before, you'll do it again, but give us wisdom. You say walk by faith and not by sight. Help us not get caught up on what the media. If we get caught up on what we're saying on the media and what the world is saying and the voices that are out there, hallelujah, saved or unsaved, calling out their feelings, and we miss God, oh, we're going to get caught up in a dilemma. Oh, glory to God, in a crisis. And in the meantime, it could end up being worse. Help us to hear the voice of God throughout everything that goes on in our life. In the midst of this as well, pray, glory to God, those strongholds out. Pray, glory to God, things going on behind the scenes. Pray for our governor. Pray, glory to God, for, glory to God, the House of Representatives. Pray, glory to God, for our president and vice president. Pray for those leaders that are over us, glory to God, that they will make wise decisions and they will be able to listen to the voice, not of reasoning only, but the voice, glory to God, of Jesus, glory to God, that have his of service planted in various places. Help them to be bold enough to say, glory to God, when they have opportunities to interject some things, go around that can make a difference. Give an ear to our president, our vice president, all of those that are in authority in those places that are over us in our countries and land. You told us to pray for our kings. Pray for those, glory to God. Now we pray, glory to God, even more so like never before. The King of Kings representatives in the land, that we'll represent you and be ambassadors and priests, like you say, that we won't be snared and caught up, glory to God, and with the world system and get caught up in that we don't say and do it the lust that the Lord. Help us, Lord, to line our lives up according to what your word says. And even some things, ridicule, ostracism, criticism may come. Jesus went through so we can go through many of the afflictions. But God, we're praying that he'll told us, glory to God, there will be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. Greater is he on the inside of us than he left the world. Sometimes we got to go back to ABC principles or when we came into what he said in the name of Jesus and grow thereby and build on it. Oh, God, we got to have a refresher course about who he is when we go through these battles. God, help us to know, glory to God,
God. Nothing escapes God. He knew and before the beginning of time the things that are happening right about. Help us, glory to God. He already told us from the beginning or what the end going to be, but in between, are you going to endure to get there? Because the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure. Help us to have that endurance power and stand fast and stand with strength and stand, glory to God, in faith and be encouraged, be inspired, be in a spirit of attitude, of gratitude, anticipation, of expectancy, so we can speak those things that are not as though they were. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we build and it will be done. To be treated, to be planted by with like a tree by the rivers of water. God help us to have that eagle mentality to continue to rise up and glory to God, come up hither so we can hear above the noise what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God, for forgiveness, forgiveness for those that are hurt and injured, whether it be an ex, glory to God, spouse or ex-mate or ex, glory to God, ministry that you was in, ex this, that, and the other, whatever, there's things going on in the family, the ministry, children and families separated and all loved ones that haven't seen each other, talked to each other in many years, and you're the same one, glory to God. Sometimes he will pull us away, but make sure when he says step away that you don't have no malice and nothing in your heart and nothing, because some things do happen where we have to say follow peace with all men that was possible that lies within you. Because sometimes you do have to, but God is still saying make sure our heart is right. Let him work the things out. And some, glory to God, still clinging to things that God want to separate and bring, glory to God, apart. And glory to God, we're trying to hold on. And that's why it's still spinning wheels. Help us to hear your voice. And know it's your voice, not all the voices of everybody else's opinion about circumstances and situations. But when they start confirming, oh, glory to God, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, being established on the things that are lining up with God's word, not an agreement because of what they want or what you want, but what God's word is saying. So God help us to open up our ears to hear. God, I thank you for restoration. I thank you for restoring. I thank you, Lord God, for glory to God, your power to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous of light, of even situations, not only just for salvation, but situations that we may, glory to God, didn't have a clear understanding, or blindness been on our eyes, or our ears weren't open keen enough. And to bring us to that place, as we seek your face, you'll take the blindness off. You'll stop the ears. And so we can see clearly. We can hear clearly. And we can walk in faith and walk in that authority. We thank you so much for all that you're doing. Help us, glory to God, to celebrate each one, glory to God, and the gift that you have given us so we don't covenant. Glory to God, because the arm don't do what the eye do, the teeth don't do what your feet do. Help us to be in place, to be in alignment, and being able to exist and aid and encourage and build up, esteem others more highly than ourselves, and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. You are so marvelous. Thank you, Lord God, as we celebrate you and celebrate our brothers and sisters, not tolerate, but celebrate. In Jesus' name, we bind up every satanic and demonic force, everything that's not like God, anything that come up against us or our house, our family's household of faith or the things that you've called us to do, we plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life, health, and wholeness and for your will to be done in us. And we speak that there will be a spirit of truth. Help us to be wise, glory to God, even those that are among us that got saber-toothed teeth that are hiding as sheep. And every once in a while they come out. But help us not deny and justify. Once we see what it is to see the light, walk therein. As Psalms 119, glory to God, and 105 says, the word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our pathway. It will light up and it will bring forth the light of those things, glory to God, that are in the dark. And you say, man don't want to come to the light because they show up their deeds. But God got a way. So help us to be the light so that way maybe we'll have someone, glory to God, as we walking in the light and they see the light and our life is lining up with the word, they will turn their lives over and say, what must I do to be saved? The line is open now for Mother Willette. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. For another day's journey, we thank and praise God for the mighty prayer that has gone forward by Minister BJ, and we touch and agree with her in the name of Jesus. Father God, in that precious name that's above every name, Jesus, thank you so much, dear God, that you love us, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are for us. Thank you that Jesus sit at the right hand of you, Father God, making intercession for us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will help us to pray on tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us brand new mercies, Lord God. As the woman of God shared the message on last night, hallelujah, one portion was about hope and hoping in you. And, Lord God, thanking you for the new mercies that you give us every day. Father God, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to please forgive us for our sins. But I thank you for a great and marvelous day. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you said in your word, 1 John 1:9, he that confesses faults, Lord God, that you are the faithful one, you are the just one, and you will not only forgive their sins, but you will cleanse them from all unrighteousness. And God, this is what we're praying. We're praying this for our families, Lord God, as they come and surrender to you, Lord God, that you are the faithful God, the just God, and you're not only forgive their sins, but you're cleanse them. Cleanse them, Lord God, from these addictions and these strongholds, Lord God, that have lied and deceived them and making them think that there is no escape. But God, I thank you that you always provide a way of escape. I just pray that people will begin to realize that if they're on a journey in life, they realize that, God, they need you in their life and that we can't walk this journey without you being number one in our lives. We need you every day, Heavenly Father. We need you to help us even as we pray, Lord God, so we'll know the things that we need to pray about. I just give you praise, Lord God, because you give us a good, sound mind, Lord God. We're not, Lord God, mixed up. You've always given us a mind, Lord God, to make good decisions, and that's my prayer for others, Lord God. I pray for our children, first of all, in the name of Jesus, because I've got children that has made some bad choices. And I ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. I thank you that my son is so fit, Lord God, to surrender his life to you. And I thank you, Lord God, you'll do just what you said in 1 John 1:9. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, God, I ask you to help him, Lord God, because sometimes people build up addictions to these practices that they have that's not like you. And I pray that you break every yoke, every stronghold, not just for my child, but God, there are many of our children, many of the family of God, their children are making choices that they were not brought up with, Lord God, and they've strayed along the way. And I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for giving us a promise that you will perfect that which concerns us. And Lord God, I pray, oh God, against any distractions right now in the name of Jesus, because sometimes the enemy works on those that you love because he's trying to distract you from your assignment in the earth in the name of Jesus. But the devil is a liar. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've taught us in the word to submit to God. Hallelujah. Resist the devil and he'll flee. So, Lord God, for those that are weak, we know there are some that are unruly, some that are weak, Lord God, some that are feeble-minded, and you taught us in your word what to do. So we pray for those that are weak. We pray, God, that you would give them strength. Hallelujah. And as you save their life, Lord God, and forgive their sins, Lord God, cleanse them from any addictive behaviors, any strongholds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the power of your word. You said, God, in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Yes, they are in Christ. Hallelujah. You said, Mark 11:22, Jesus, you said, have faith in God. And, Lord God, I thank you. Those next verses talk about, hallelujah, that you, if you have faith in God, you can speak to the situation, the mountain, and say, uproot yourself and be cast into the sea, and as long as you're not doubting, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you can have what you say. So I pray the prayer of faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, that those addictive behaviors, those strongholds must, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, uproot themselves out of our children's lives, whether it's alcohol, drugs, sex sins, identity issues, homosexuality. Yes. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge and power of God, We rebuke it right now by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for Luke. Praise God. You taught us, hallelujah, you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. Glory be to God. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. But God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We trust your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That it will be so in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, for the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. Glory be to God. Thank you for weapons that we can use. Prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word of God. You've given us weapons, Lord God. You said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, through the pulling down of strongholds. And God, we walk in that authority and take authority of those strongholds and addictions right now. At the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you do open up these blinded eyes. And those that surrender to you, God, you are faithful, and you will cleanse them. You will deliver them. We're praying for deliverance on tonight. We're praying, God, that that deceptive demon is uprooted out of their lives forever in the name of Jesus, and that door is closed. We're praying, Lord God, for those lives, because the enemy has deceived some to the point where they believe there's no escape. I'm trapped now. I cannot get out. The devil is still a liar, because, God, you always provide a way of escape. When we surrender to you, glory be to God, when we give our life to you, we can expect, Lord God, that you're working things out for our good. You said all things. Some things don't feel good, but you said in Romans 8 chapter, praise God, all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. And your hand is upon our children's life. Thank you for the power of your word. As we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, not only will we be saved, but our whole household will be saved. Pray the Lord in the name of Jesus, if they got sense enough to surrender to you too, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that's what we must realize. We must teach our children, Lord God, where we failed in the past, we repent in the name of Jesus. And I pray for parents this evening that they'll have a mind to see that their children right now, Lord God, are headed down a path that's not good. Forgive us, Father God, because it seems like we've been so busy with so many other things that we've missed what our children are going through. And that's a big responsibility that you've given us, Lord God, to bring these children up to know who you are. So I thank you, Lord God, for reminding us about this. Father, I thank you, and I was praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will go forth even now, Lord God, and break the yoke of every bondage, of sin, of sickness, of diseases, of strongholds, addictions, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with your divine plan, purpose, and will for our lives. We pray, oh God, that the power of your word with your anointing will annihilate it out of the life of our families in the name of Jesus. Because God, I know, and according to your word, you would that none should perish. Hallelujah. You're still looking for those, Lord God. You're still seeking after the lost, Lord God. And we're lifting up our loved ones, not only our loved ones, but our family and our friends, Lord God, and their loved ones that are not yet where they ought to be at in Christ. And God, I heard the message last night that, you know, you try to help one with this, and look like they go back to the same thing, but the devil is a liar. God, you made a promise to us in your word, and we stand on that promise. You said if we train up the children in the way that they should go when they're young, you said when they get old, they will not depart from it. So the devil is already defeated. Glory be to God. Thank you for promising that you will perfect that which concerns. It's in your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that sometimes we put our own selves in remembrance of your word, because sometimes if the devil have his way, he'll have us fretting, walking the floor day and night, stressing out over these young people, Lord God, and some of the choices that they make. And I put myself in remembrance today, dear God, hallelujah, of a message that you gave to me. Stop stressing yourself out over the choices that other grown people make for themselves. But let's keep praying, Lord God. So I pray to the God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And we already know it's not the flesh and blood that we battle against. It's a dark force. So we pray in Christ Jesus' name that you do so, sir, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil. Lord God, these things that want to interfere with your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives. God, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you will help us on tonight. Guide us, oh Lord God. Remember those that are sick. Remember those that have surgeries coming up and those that have already had surgeries. We're praying, Lord God, for a full recovery, Lord God. We're praying, oh Lord God, the prayer, hallelujah, what Jesus said in John 10, 10b, I came that you might have life and life to the full. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Making poor choices that's bad for us is not life to the full. We've just been deceived. But I pray, oh God, that we wake up out of darkness. And God, we trust your Holy Ghost to give us good guidance. We just need, Lord God, to be willing to obey you. And thank you, Lord God, that every time the enemy tries to set a trap, he falls in his own trap in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that we people are learning, Lord God, and I pray that they learn, Lord God. Hallelujah, when you provide a way of escape for them, when they're tempted, Lord God, to do something that's not wise for them, I pray, God, that they will accept the escape route. Help us, Lord God. Those that are running swift to do evil, we pray, God, that you put your angel in front of them to stop them in their tracks in the name of Jesus. Cause them to turn around and go back home in the name of Jesus. If they're running swift to go get drugs or running swift to do some type of mischievous action, we pray that the angels of God, the warring angels of God, will stop them in their tracks and cause them. You did do that in Balaam, Lord God, and praise God, hallelujah, you had an angel, Lord God, stand before him with a sword in his hand, and he was about to cut him down because he was going to go and curse God's people, which is not allowed in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we ask for your help this evening. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, that are recovering, Lord God, from surgeries, those who have had falls or had fractures, Lord God. We pray that you heal those fractures. We pray, oh God, heal the wounds, Lord God. We come against that demon of arthritis that's causing people trouble in their joints, in Christ Jesus. God, we pray that we'll learn by the power of your Holy Spirit those things that we can do, Lord God, begin to move better, begin to eat different things that get rid of inflammation that may be in our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for divine guidance from your Holy Ghost. Help us, Father. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for healing of every organ in the body. We pray, God, those that have gone through, Lord God, an illness or some condition for so long a time, we pray for their divine recovery, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you work, hallelujah, glory be to God. You can work suddenly. You can work immediately, glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Help us to realize when we come to you, we must believe and have expectation, first of all, that you're able to do it and you want to do it because you want our joy to be full. So have mercy upon us for not coming sometimes in belief. We must believe you, Lord God. We must trust you, hallelujah. And we must depend upon you, Lord God, like our life depends on it, and that is true in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, that you deliver those who have trouble in their mind. The enemy has messed with their mind in such a way, Lord God, until they're so confused they don't know whether up is up or down is down. I pray, oh God, that you, the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will release your virtuous healing power and set those that are held captive in their minds. I pray that you loose them and set them free. And we bind up the demonic forces, Lord God, that's trying to keep people trapped in their minds. God, I thank you for a good, sound mind. I thank you. You don't want us to fret, Lord God, and fear and have anxiety over what's going on. But you want us to, you said man ought to always pray, bring out supplications to you with thanksgiving, glory be to God. And I thank you, God, that you're able to do it. We're not talking to someone that's just a whatnot or an idol. We're talking to the true and living God. And, Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you for salvation of our families. I pray for our leaders, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Our leaders, Lord God, in this nation, not just this nation, but other nations, because people everywhere that's in positions of leadership needs prayer. You taught us that we need to pray for those that are in authority. So we're praying for them. We pray for them, Lord God, in the body of Christ, that we do better. God, a lot of people going to miss heaven because we haven't been the light and the salt that we need to be, Lord God. And we ask you to forgive us, and we pray for our leaders that we stop being prejudiced and preaching against homosexuality like that's the only sin. Help us, Lord God, to realize sin is sin regardless of where it's coming from. Disobedience is a sin. Rebellion is a sin. God, have mercy on our soul. Being a judgmental or being a bigot, Lord God, or prejudiced, Lord God, it's a sin. Lord, have mercy on us. Help us, Father God, to be better leaders in the body of Christ and lead people to you, not cause people to run away from the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father. Father, I thank you for every supernatural miracle that you're releasing right now. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters on this line. Remember their families and what they have to go through, Lord God. And I'm praying, Lord God, for victory, Lord God. I'm praying for great success with the bone marrow transplant. I'm praying, Lord God, for the kidney transplant, Lord God, that the things that need to be met there, it will be met in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you are our good shepherd. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we will not want for any good or beneficial thing because you are on our side. Hallelujah. Work situations out, Father God. We've been coming to the prayer line for so long. Each week we go to the church, and, Lord God, people ask for prayer. We're praying for them. We pray, God, that you heal, set free, save, and deliver in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up the leader of the prayer line, Minister BJ. Continue to meet her need. Continue to speak to her heart to let us know, Lord God, what direction we need to be praying about in the name of Jesus. Praying for our warriors, our soldiers, in the name of Jesus. So many need help, Lord God. God, we commit this prayer to you in the name of Jesus, and we pray that your divine Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for us. We love you, dear Father God. We thank you, and we come to you because you are our hope, our help, our way maker, and our deliverer. I love you, Lord. I bless you. And remember those that are bereaved, Lord God. Bless them and comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus. I love you, Father. I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith with expectation that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you all the honor. Because not been for you, Lord, where would we be? Lord, according to Jeremiah 17, Sam said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. So no matter what's going on in this world today, our hope is in the living God. Our belief is in the living God. No matter what goes on in this world today, hold on to the word of God and hold on like a tight anchor in whatever he says. Believe and you shall stand firm. Because God promises never fail us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Redeemer, Lord God, for being the only Deliverer, Heavenly Father, because without you, Lord God, we have nothing. Thank you for mercy and grace in our lives, Lord. Thank you for watching over our young children, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for my sons and daughters, Lord. Our sons and daughters, because when I say sons and daughters, I mean those that know, those that don't know, and my own, too. Because God promised, pray for one another. So I know my Lord hear our prayer. And when we pray and we come deep from the heart, we get an answer. Doesn't matter what the situation look like. God hear the cry. And when you is one of his, he can answer. I thank the Lord for being the Lord of our life. I thank the Lord for the prayer line that we come as one in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes. We come as one. Because what is going on in this world today, we have the authority and we have the power and we have the dominion to pray it down if we stand faithful on the word of God. Because no matter what the enemy do, you woman of God, you know that your promise is faithful because what? God is who give you the promise. Regardless what's going on, stand faithful in the word of God. Sickness and disease shall not have authority over our body at all. We have to learn to stand on the name of Jesus. No matter what we see coming against us, stand faithful. Because God said in his word, I take away sickness and disease. And his promises never fail us. It never fails us. Because his word is strong. He said it, believe it, believe it. And remember what he also said in Genesis. He said, is anything too hard for him to do? My father said, there ain't nothing too hard for him to do. So I don't care what it looks like. Doesn't matter what goes on. I'm taking it before the living God because I know there is nothing that he cannot do. His promises said that cast all our cares on him. Regardless what's going on in this world today, I still believe our deliverer, our healer, he's the only Savior. If we stand faithful on his word, I thank God for watching over our sons and daughters. I thank God for being a deliverer. I plead the blood of Jesus over our sons and daughters wherever they are. Cover under the blood of the Lamb because nothing is more powerful than the blood of the Lamb. And if we believe that that cover our children, cover our son, cover our daughters, then what shall we fear? If we believe by faith that it's covered them, it doesn't matter what nobody says. Standing on what God says to you. And I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Cover them under the blood of the Lamb. That's why we stand faithful and pray for our sons and daughters. The enemy has no authority if we stand faithful in the word of God. Because we have the power and the authority. Dominion was given to us by our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God, because your word is what we're standing on. Father God, I pray for the body of Christ that they will stand strong and promise your word. Bring your word forth, Lord, because you promised. You said, put me in remembrance of my word. So we should not be standing and backing up and worrying about what's going on in this world today. We know who we are is in this world, but we don't belong to this world. So we stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours, regardless of what's coming against us, because we know we have a Savior that paid a price. We know we have a Redeemer that said, I'll deliver. We know we have a Redeemer that take it all for us. So we got to believe and we got to stand faithful, knowing that if we live this life, then live it for one and one alone. That is the living God. Because his promise is what won't stand. Don't care what men do and what men say. Their promises won't fail. But not the promises of God. So we stand faithful as the body of Christ. Knowing that we can stand strong in his promises. Knowing that the enemy shall not have authority over us if we hold on to the word of God. Because one thing for sure. The word of God will not fail you, baby. It will keep you going, but you got to put him first, and you got to stand faithful regardless what you see going on in this world. God said in his word, if we pray, and it's according to his word, he said, if we pray. So that let me know my prayer is powerful. If we stand together, we always believe this, one of us stand, he's powerful, but when you get two sisters, it's Brian. Two that believe in the word of God, there's a force to reckon with, baby. It doesn't matter what the world say. It's what our Heavenly Father say in his word and what he tell you. And I believe no matter how it's going on in this world today, my Father is not dead and he's not blind and his ears is not stopped that he can hear you and he can see. So regardless how bad the situation is, we have authority and dominion to pray these things and to stand still in the name of Jesus. We pray for our president and our vice president, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in them that they can stand against the wiles of the enemy and make right choice for the nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, your promises is what we're standing on. And your word said, pray for those that is in authority. Heavenly Father, help us to stand faithful. Help us to know that no matter what goes on here on earth, you is still God. And we have authority and dominion to call out to you because you hear us. Whatever the situation is, you hear us. Help us to walk by faith and to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to operate in that agape of love that you've set abroad in our hearts, Lord God. Because he's not a man that you should lie. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Help us to use that love, stand faithful, knowing that when we love one another, the situation, no matter what it looks like, love can break it down. But you got to believe in faith that God's word will work. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter what no one else is saying. The only thing matters, do you believe in the word of God? Do you believe you can stand faithful in what he said? Heavenly Father, we bind up that foul spirit that come against the mind, Lord God, to try to attack the mind of our brothers and sisters. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, because our Heavenly Father gave us a sound mind. He gave us a sound mind. So when this foul spirit come against your mind, remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Remember what you can go to and who you can call on. Remember that the word don't fail you. If he said it in the word, then hold on to it. Don't let nothing stop you from believing. If God said it, that's what I'm holding on to. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. The only thing matter to me, do I believe? Do I believe God's word? And when you live by his word, baby, no care what come against you, hold on to that. Don't never fail, because God not going to fail you. Father God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for grace, because according to the word, Lord, your mercy is everlasting, Lord. Even when we missed it and we cry out to you, Lord God, your hand is still stretching out and you still hear us and you still show us mercy. And Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for watching over our grands and our great-grands, Lord God. Thank you for keeping a hedge around them, binding up the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, you see our grandchildren, some of them, the enemy come against, attack them, but we binding him in the name of Jesus, and we command him to loose their mind, because he shall not have authority over the mind. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. As grandmother and great-grand, we thank you, Lord, for giving us authority and dominion to cover our sons and daughters and grandchildren, Lord God. Because if we believe your word, we stand faithful no matter what we're looking at. We know that you can take care of them because your word will never fail. And, Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We binding up this false spirit of disease that come against the body, Lord God. When it's not the head, it's the foot. When it's not the foot, it's the hand. But we binding it up. We command these diseases to loose its hold on the body, because it shall not have authority in the body, according to the promises of God. Your promise is what we stand in, Heavenly Father, because then no matter what we see or what they say, believing in what your word said, because according to your promise. Because we know, Lord God, that you can take away sickness from the midst of us. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And according to your word in Exodus 22:25, if I serve you, because your promise says, and I shall serve the Lord my God. Take it personally. I serve the Lord my God. And he shall bless my bread and my water. And he shall take sickness away from the midst of me. And when you know that you know that that's the only way, because you know that you know you serve the living God. And his word said he will do it. He didn't tell your man do it. He said he will do it. So you hold him to his word, because God tell us in his word, put me in remembrance to my word. And Father God, we thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for being the Lord of our life. We pray for the head of the prayer line. Father God, continue to keep us strong. Bind up anything that come against our body, Lord God. Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you. You created the body, Father God. You created the body. You know exactly what is what. So, Lord, we binding up anything that come against the body, Lord God, that she speak against, Lord God. We touch in agreement with her that we pull it down in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because sickness and disease shall not have dominion in our bodies. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful. No matter what we see or what we do, help us to stand faithful. I pray for each and every one of us that we continue to be faithful to one another in prayer. Even when we're not on prayer line, we pray for one another. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful to us, our Lord God. Because you gave us the promises, you gave us the victory in everything we call on. You is the author and finisher of giving us all these things. Because when it been for you, Father God, where would we be? Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of them, Lord God. Because we know you is a healer and a deliverer, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord God. Lord, we come just giving glory and honor to you. Lord, we come asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sins and wrong, Father. Father, we know, God, that you is a God that sees. You is a God that knows all things, Father. Lord, we realize, God, that we cannot walk this journey down here without you, Lord God. Lord, we realize, God, that you know all about us, Lord God. And, God, you said in your word, God, that it is finished, God. You said that you have already done the work for us, God. And so, God, help us to just step out on faith, Lord God, and just believe in you, Lord God, that you are the God that's able to supply all our needs. You are the God that's able to open doors when the doors are shut, Lord God. You are the God that able, Lord God, to deliver us, God, when we are going through problems and situations on today, God. Father God, you told us in the word, God. You told us in Matthew 6 and 33. You said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to your life, Lord God. Realize these things can be anything that you got it all there waiting for us. All we got to do is just trust and believe in you, Lord God. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to look down on the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. Touch right now, Lord God. Have mercy on those that's going through their sickness right now, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the mind of people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help them in their mind, Lord God. Renew their mind, Lord, daily, Lord God. Help them to have a mind of Christ, Lord God. Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, to look down on those that may be going through a problem with their blood or problem on tonight, Lord God. Father, we ask you to purify that blood on tonight, Lord God. Whatever kind of defection might be in the blood, Lord God, we ask you to cleanse it right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know you're able, Lord God. We know you can, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because you told us, God, to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know, God, that all our help comes from you on tonight. We know that the word of God said heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand. So, God, we just look to you on tonight, Lord. We look to the author and the finish of our faith on tonight. Just believing in you and trusting and relying on your word, because we know it's the word that's going to help us to go forward. It's the word that's going to keep us. It's the word that's going to help us to stand in the last and evil days. So, God, help us, Lord God, abide in the word and let that word abide in us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for the sick and afflicted everywhere. God, you said, God, in Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So we are already healed. 2,000 years ago, you already done it for us, God, in the name of Jesus. So help us to just rely on the word of God. Help us to stand firm and just realize, God, that it is you that have made us and not us ourselves, Lord God. And so, God, we are your people, Lord God, and the sheep of your pastor. You say, enter into your gate with thanksgiving and with into your praise with thank and be thankful to you and bless his holy name. So, God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We just thank you for all what you're doing, Lord God. We pray for those that's going through our arthritis of tonight, God. We ask you to touch that bone right now, Lord, or touch that whatever it might be, the joints, or whatever it might be in their body right now. Oh, Father, we know that you're able, Lord God, to make the body all over again, Lord God. You able, Lord God, to do it for us, God, in the name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through diabetes on tonight, Lord God. We pray for those that are going through gout or heart problem on tonight. Those that might be going through a cold on tonight, Lord God, having an allergy in some kind of way that they can't, seem like they can't get rid of it, Lord God. But we know you is able, Lord God, to set them free on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to look down on those that's going through lupus on tonight, Lord. Touch that body, Lord God, and touch their joints right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on that person that's going through a breathing problem. Someone may be going through a breathing problem, Lord God. They can't breathe, and they may be on the ventilator, Lord God. Oh, Father, send your breathing, your wind through, Lord God. Send your anointing through right now and breathe on them right now in the name of Jesus, because we know you can, Heavenly Father. We know that Isaiah 59:1 said, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot say, neither is his ears heavy that he cannot hear. So, God, we know, God, that you hear our prayer. We know that you know how to bring us out of situation. You know how to do it. You know how to do the impossible for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you, because we know that the word of God also let us know that in Psalms 107:20 say he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because we thank you for how you sent your word to heal your people, to heal us, and that we can stand on the word of God on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for so many, Lord God, is going through so many different things is happening in the world, but we know, God, that you got the last say of all things, and we bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. We bind it up in the name of Jesus right now, because we know that it's already finished. Everything is already done, and we just got to, like Mother Alexander already said, we just got to remember who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to remember that we are the saints of God. We are the children of God. We can stand. We can hold up the name of Jesus, because the word of God says, let us therefore come boldly. We can come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Because we sure enough is in a time of need, and we need you, Lord God. We need you every step of the way. And we know, God, that all you want us to do is come unto you. And you always say that. You always say that, God, to come unto you. In Matthew 11:28-30, you said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So that is what you are telling your people to do. Come to me, no matter how your problem may look, no matter what your situation may look like. You are saying, come to me, and I will no wise cast you out in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord, because we know that you is our everything. You are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you on tonight, Lord. We realize, God, that we can't do this all alone on ourselves. We can't walk this journey by ourselves, because sometimes the burdens get heavy, but you say cast them burdens on you, because you cast those cares on you, because you care for us. And you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, we pray for the world as a whole, because there's so many things are going on with our family and our loved ones and our sisters and our brothers, Lord God. And we pray for each and every one, those that we know and those that we don't know. And we pray for the young people out there, Lord God. There's so many things are happening where people are just snatching up the young people and taking them and doing things to them, God. We ask you, God, to put an angel around these young people, Lord God. Put a shield around them when they're out and about, Lord God. And keep them, Lord God, and help them to be a lurk around them, God. And not so just them, but some of the older ones too, God, as they go out and trying to go out to the grocery store and maybe don't have nobody to help them to get their food, and they're trying to get back into their car. And you know when you get in the car, your back is turned, and then someone is right there at you when you trying to put your grocery in your car, and then somebody tried to maybe snatch your purse or try to do something to you in some kind of way. God, we pray that you will put an angel around your people, Lord God, and help us to always remember, Lord God, that you are right there, Lord God. You are standing by us, and help us to trust you, Lord God. Help us to realize, God, that you see us and you know what we need tonight, Lord. Father God, I just want to say thank you tonight, Lord God. See, I realize, God, that all power is in your hand on tonight. And I realize, God, if you don't do it, I don't want she can't on Sunday. I realize, God, if you don't touch your people, Lord God, I don't want Sunday, don't want she can't on Sunday. But God, you see your people tonight, Lord, and you're calling on them not no more Sunday. You're telling your people to come, God, you said, come. I'm calling on you. I'm coming. I'm telling you, I'm coming. You come. I'm coming now. You must come.
To the Most High God. It was a word for the body and for our lives. Praise God. As commonly to pray, then Pastor Burt will be after then, Brother Black. I pray, glory God, that we take heed, and the ones that need to know and hear, we'll pass it on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Power of your anointing. Minister Ely.
To God be the glory. Lord, we thank you for this evening. We come before you as humble as we know how. God, just give, ask you for grace and mercy. Lord, ask you please forgive me for anything mispleasing your sight, word, deed, or thought. But God, I pray right now humbly on Blog Talk Prayer Line tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for Pastor B.J. Hubbard, God, for all that she pours out every day, not just on Mondays, God, not on the second and fourth Sundays, God, but every day, God, that she's a willing vessel to be ready and available, God, to pray for someone, to encourage someone, to just lift them up. So, God, I pray that you pour back into her, God. Let her cup overflow, God, that she may have everything that she needs spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, God. We're believing, God, that you will continue to strengthen her body and raise her up, God, that she may go out to every to the highways and byways, wherever you want her to be, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, the Lord, to continue to encourage her heart, God, where there's days that she may need to be encouraged, that, God, that you lift her up and let her know that you are her pride and joy, that you are one of her own, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray for every prayer warrior on this line, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, their faithfulness, God, to the ministry, their faithfulness to their individual ministries, God. I pray that you continue to encourage their hearts and bless them for everything that they need spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially, and physically. God, I pray that, God, that there's anything that's unspoken on this line, that any of them that need you, God, personally for something, God, that you will fulfill it for them, God, and give them overflow blessings. But, God, I also come humbly right now praying for every pastor, bishop, elder, leader, minister, God, from all the ministry levels, God. God, I'm praying right now that there is a time in the season right now, God, for the house to get in order, God, that leadership has to line up with your word in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, God, for grace and mercy, for the opportunity for them to get delivered for those things, that those ones who are out of place right now to get in place. And God, Lord, if they do not line up with your word, God, that you know what needs to be done, God, in your time. But for every leader who's in place and position, God, I'm asking you, give them strength. Give them encouragement. Let them know to keep fighting the good fight of faith and covering those who they are in position with, if they're a pastor. But if they're a minister, God, Lord, let them just know that, God, to continue to just spread your word, speak your word, know your word. God, continue to overflow in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, for their faithfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray for all the changes that's happening right now in the healthcare system right now that's causing mandatory vaccinations, God, that we pray for those to have the understanding and the mindset that the purpose of why they're asking for that, God, because they are servers right now in that capacity, and they have to be ready to serve, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you cover them to understand the purpose. For those who do not want to comply, God, we pray for other job opportunities. For some companies are letting people go for that reason if they do not take the vaccination. So we still ask you, God, you have always given us free will, God. But, Lord, let us know that there's always consequences to anything that we do. So, Lord, we are praying for marriages right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for every husband, God, that's the priest, protector, and provider, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for every wife as a helpmate, God, that everyone would know their role and their positions, God, and live up to them, God, to their best of their ability, God. We're praying that, God, that they will, husband and wives, will be one accord, God. We bind up disruption, fusion, miscommunication, anything that will cause conflict in a marriage, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that, God, they will come as a family unit, and even when there's children involved, God, that the family will come together. And, God, they will line up with your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying in marriages, God, that they will honor the marriage, God, be loyal, trustworthy, and be everything that they've called in this season, in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that, God, that you will strengthen the marriage because they will honor you and make sure that you are the core that's in the middle of the marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all people, God, the spirit of forgiveness, God, whether we are Christians or not Christians, God, leadership or not leadership, that, God, we will have a spirit of forgiveness to those that we love, those that done unjustly, or anything that, God, we need to give to you. You said my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So, God, we have to really depend on that. Know that in our hearts, God, and allow you. You said vengeance is mine, say the Lord. So, God, we have to know that, God. We have to be able to trust and believe you that, God, you're going to take care of us. But you also said in the word that we have to be able to say and speak the word, Lord, that it says that if you cannot forgive your brothers, how can you forgive us? So, God, let us, please, Lord, make sure that we do those things that's in order. God, we pray for every child that's preparing to go back to school or in school session right now, that, God, that you will touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, that you, Lord, will line them up with your word. God, we ask you, Lord, to protect them when even as they can't be protected or to protect themselves. God, so many of them are caught up in social media, God, the YouTube, the different things, God, in this world that has shown through TV the immorality of all these different things, God. Lord, we're asking you to change their mind, shift it, God. Lord, you said train up a child the way they go, that they will not depart from you. So, God, we're praying that, God, especially us in the body of Christ, to continue to pour on our children. Never let them by the wayside, God, in the name of Jesus. But those who are unsaved, God, we still pray for them, God, that they will have the knowledge and to give the basics to their children and protect their children. God, we're praying for every person who does not know you, God, to the part of their sins, God, that they may, a word may be sent to them, they may see something on TV, social media, something that will prick their heart to say, God, what must I do to be saved? God, so you give us the opportunity to be able to hear you, know you, and be able to honor your word. So we're praying right now in this season that all men will have a chance, that this is where the world has gone through a pandemic, that not that the word is just through church, but it's through social media, it's through YouTube, it's everything. So there's no excuse that every man has had an opportunity to hear your word. So, God, we're praying for those that they will come to a place to say, God, I need you more and more. And those of us in the body of Christ, God, that we will draw closer to you. We will continue to seek your face. We will continue to find ways to elevate and learn. Let us never get to a place that we cannot learn from you, God, or learn from those who are preaching your word. So, Lord, we're praying right now that you will continue, Lord, let us stay the course, God. And even when there's moments that distractions do come to try to get us out of place or position, God, that we will come back and say, God, help us. Lord, forgive us. Put us in the place that you want us in this season, in this hour. God, I'm just praying for the homeless, God. You know that that is a large situation that's across this nation, this state, God, across the world. Bless them, God. Those who have the real, true opportunity and ability to work, God, shift their mind, shift their spirit to come to a place that they will make a decision that I need to do better for me. If they have families involved, God, Lord, help them get it together for their family. Have pride in themselves. And, God, those who do not have the ability to get employment or to start over, God, we're asking you for them to get in a program that can be able to be helpful for them to get them back on the right track. God, we're praying for every essential worker, God, that you will continue to cover them, God. Protect them and push them, God, for their growth can continue to go from not they have to stay an essential worker forever, God, that you will open doors for them for learning, God, and education, God. And those who just choose that that's the field they want to be with, there's nothing wrong with that, God. But as they're going out day to day, Lord, also let them do what they need to do necessarily. God, as you have opened my mind and my heart and spirit to get this vaccination, because this COVID is very real. So, God, I pray for those who have the mindset to think that this is a fathom, it's something that's not real, oh, it'll go away. But, God, I ask you to please give them direction and wisdom as they go and come, as they go and come in and out, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every COVID patient right now that is in the hospitals or their home dealing with this serious disease. God, I even pray for hearing stories on our church prayer line that there are leaders that's in the hospital right now, even one that's in Orlando right now, God, or have already passed away due from having COVID. God, we're just praying, God, that you cover our leaders, God, our pastors, those who are going out and being able to do exactly what you called them to do, that, God, they are losing their lives in the midst of this. But, God, we thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you for what all they have done for the kingdom, God, that, God, the angels will rejoice whenever that time and season that we all come, God, to have to go back to come to you, God, in the name of Jesus. But we pray for those who have to be here on earth, God, to still have to deal with the bereavement of those who have lost, especially through this disease. God, we pray for every patient that's in the hospital right now, other than COVID, God, that you touch their bodies right now, God, that you'll send chaplains, God, you'll send the right doctor and nurse that will know how to deal with their sickness and disease, that they may be healed. God, we're praying right now that you pray for every doctor and nurse that may be tired, God. They may be weary because of the pandemic. God, I ask you to give them strength. Let them know that they have done an amazing job and continue to do what God has called them and honored them to do. So, Lord, we're just praying in this season, in this hour. There's so many things that we can pray for. God, let us have a steady mind and a steady spirit, God, as we do even the things that's in the earth realm, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you to pray free, God, and use wisdom with our money, God. Help us to budget, God. Help us to balance, God. Help us to be better stewards, God, in the name of Jesus. God, even though we may pay our tithes and our offerings, but, God, there's things that we need to do better on the outside of that, God. I'm asking you, even including myself, God, help us be better money managers, God. As something T.D. Jakes said, something that freaked out, how are we going to prophesy and do these various things, but we can't do certain things to take care of our finances. So, God, in that area, God, I'm praying for the body of Christ, that, God, that we all will work better to do what we need to do financially. God, as even the prayer has already been praying, from Mother Willette, God, that sin is not just homosexuality. It's just not this or that. But sin can be anything that's out of place, the will of you, God. So we're asking you, God, let us never get to a place so high-minded that we don't have to call on you and say, Lord, please forgive me. Line me up back with your word. So, Lord, we're just praying that you would just continue to be with us. Walk with us. Carry us. Strengthen us for everything that we do. So, God, I just want to close this prayer in a place of praise and thanksgiving for your grace and mercy that you have given us all in the body of Christ. I appreciate you all that you have done, God. I glorify you for even giving the opportunity for salvation and deliverance, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, there's things that we might have done that did not honor you. So, Lord, I praise you for your grace, your mercy for getting us through. I thank you, Lord, for just being God. Even when we don't ask for anything, God, or when we do, God, you know the time and the hour for everything that we need to receive and go through. And, God, for every storm that we've gone through, God, you allow those tests to become testimonies. So I thank you, God, that you continue to let us make sure that we keep our eyes on you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for even when we're in the midst of our storm, that in the eye of the storm is where you are, God, in the name of Jesus. And there's where there's peace. So, God, I appreciate you, God, for all the men and women in the Bible that give us the understanding of the things that you were saying and to encourage us that they have lived it, God, that we can walk through it. And even so many of these stories that were so much worse than the things that we have gone through. So, God, I thank you, God, that you sent your son to Calvary, that shed his blood for sickness, sin, and disease. And, God, I just thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit, God, to put in us, God, to help us, to guide us, to give us the unction, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we forever give your name the praise and the honor and the glory because you are all that's worthy and do the praise. In Jesus' name, I continue to pray and believe that your word will be standing and set in the place and position for where you called it to. In Jesus' name, we pray tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God, because you've already gone before us and prepared the way. So I thank you for your mercy and your grace, dear God, asking your forgiveness of all our shortcomings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our righteousness is not in us, but it's in you. So we thank you for making us righteous before you, dear God, by sending your Son. Hallelujah. When you see us as filthy rags and all this going on, hallelujah, you see the blood of Jesus. And we know that you know that we are your children. We are called by your name. So, Father God, as I join in with all of the prayers, beautiful prayers that have come up before you tonight, I thank you, Father, that not one word, not one tittle shall fall to the ground without producing that it was sent out to do. Father God, we are thanking you, Father God, for those that are healed and whole, and even those that's going through sickness, even as I lift up my family to you, Father God, those that are on quarantine tonight, Father. Hallelujah. It could have gone another way, but I thank you for protecting them and keeping them. And I'm believing you, God, that they're coming out of this thing better than when they went in, as I come against COVID or any other disease, God, that tries to take hold of their bodies in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endure forever throughout all generations. So, Father God, we just thank you now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for what you brought us through already. God, I know that it looked like we are going back into that epidemic of COVID. But God, you protected us one time, and you are able to do it again. So, Father, we are praying in the name of Jesus that we not be selfish. God, there are some of us that have had the shot, and some of us that haven't, and I can't judge any man for what he do. But, God, help us to think about our neighbors. Help us to think about those that we come in contact with. Help us to think about those, God, that we might be passing something to. Might not get a shot, but help us that we keep on our masks, Father God, as we think about others as well as ourselves, Father God. It's not about what's right and what's wrong. It's not about that, Father God. You said for us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And I pray in the name of Jesus that as we walk through this, yeah, I might not want the shot. I might not want to do it. I might be afraid. But God, help me to think about my neighbor, those that I'm standing beside in the grocery store or shopping. God, their resistance might be lower than mine. So God, help us. Help us, God, that we love one another as you have loved us. Help us, Father God, to know that it's not about us, but it's about you. We got to live in this land together, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, as we walk through what is about to come, that we know that you still rule and that you still reign. You're the same God today, yesterday, and forever. And God, we thank you that we have an advocate. We have that one that loves us and protects us and keeps us and watch over us. Oh, God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, that we call those things that be not God as if they were, that we stand on your word without wavering to the left or to the right, but we keep our focus on the hills from which cometh our help. And know that our help comes from you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. And help us to keep before us always Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That secret place, God. That secret place is where you cover us. That secret place, God, is where you protect us. That secret place, God, is where you hide us from the enemy, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, God, we can run to a higher place. We can be on a higher mountain, God, because where you are, that's where we are. For you said that we were seated with you, God, in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and wickedness, dear God. So help us to know that you are always with us and you are for us, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Surely he shall deliver thee. Surely, surely, surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. All of them little demons, God, that walk in the darkness and make noises. Those little demons that's in the earth, Father God. Hallelujah, that brings horror to your people. Help us to know that you are the deliverer and that you will deliver us and that you will keep us. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. Oh, God, hallelujah, your truth, God, your word is our shield and our buckler, God. Help us to keep that word on the forefront all the time. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what is being said. What do the word of God say? Help us to stand on that word. Help us, God, to stand on the word in the name of Jesus in the midst of everything that's going on. Help us to speak it over this earth, God. Help us to speak it over the United States of America, Father God. Help us to speak it over foreign countries, dear God. Help us to speak that word, God, and to stand on it regardless of what it looked like, because your word will not come back void. It will accomplish what it set out to do. Hallelujah. Nor for the pestilent that walk in the darkness, for the destruction that wasted at noontime. Nothing, nothing, nothing shall hurt or harm us in the name of Jesus. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near us, nor our dwellings, in the name of Jesus. God, you said that one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. And God, with all of this prayer and all of this word, God, that have gone up tonight, God, there's so many demons and foul spirits that's gone to flight, God, because of the prayers of the righteous. Only with thine eyes shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked. God, we might not see it now. Some people think they're being defeated. But one day, Father God, we're going to see what our prayers accomplish, God. We're going to see, God, with our own eyes what it meant when we came together on Blog Talk Radio. God, one day we're going to see it, Father God. One day we're going to witness, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous coming up in your nostrils, God, as sweet incense. Oh, God, we just praise and worship you tonight. We give you glory because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Ah, God, we've made you Lord of Lords and King of Kings over our lives. And we believe that we can ask anything in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. We believe, Father God, that this COVID can be eradicated by the prayers of the righteous right now in Jesus' name. We're believing that the sick can be healed, God, right now in Jesus' name. We're believing, God, that protection is over the saints and everybody they pray for, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're believing for salvation for those that are lost now, in Jesus' name. We're believing, God, even for our teenagers and all of that have gone their own way, God, that they can be saved and healed and used for your glory and our word, Father God. Because you said we could speak a thing and it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just let our words come up before you tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. And we believe because we've acted in faith, God, that it shall be done. There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come near thy dwelling. And that includes cancer and blood disease, kidney disease, all sickness, diabetes, all of CDD, heart disease, kidney disease, liver, and lung disease, God. Our healing is coming. Place is going to take place in Jesus' name because it's not from you. It's an evil thing. And therefore, we send it back to the pit from where it come. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all the ways. Hallelujah. We thank you for the angels, God, that you've given charge over us. We call them in position now in Jesus' name. Over every household, Father God, that's on this line tonight. In every family, dear God, in Jesus' name, we command our angels to take their post, Father God, and protect us and keep us, because you said we could, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They shall bear us up in their hand, lest we would dash our foot against the stone, Father God. They're going to protect us from everything that's not of you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, and we're going to trample them under our feet. That's Satan and all of his demons, every devil. We trample over them, Father God, because you said they were our enemy, and we stomp their heads in the name of Jesus. God, you said that we could be able to call upon you and you would answer us in time of trouble. Oh, God, we're in trouble. We need you, God. We're in trouble, Father God, and we need you. God, we everybody doing their own thing. Nobody want to call upon you. Whatever I think is right, I think is right. We won't listen to godly counsel, dear God. We're in trouble, and we need a Savior. So we call upon you tonight, God, to save us, to help us, to keep us, and give us renewed mind, Father God, because the battle is the thing of the mind. So, God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus because we're in trouble. We're in trouble as a country. We're in trouble as a nation, Father God, and there's trouble all over the world. Even as we look up, they are rising up everywhere, God, because of the oppression and depression. In Cuba right now, Father God, a people rising up. They've been under that leadership for so long, God. Man can't take but so much, and they're rising up. And, God, just like you heard the cries of the Hebrew people, I'm praying, God, that you hear our cry. I'm praying, God, that you deliver us. I'm praying, God, that you save us. And I pray, Father God, that every man and woman, every child, God, be able to call upon that name of Jesus, be able to worship you in spirit and in truth all over the world, Father God, without retaliation in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you. And, again, I thank you, God, that you will satisfy us with long life. Hallelujah, because we have known your name. So, Father, I just thank you tonight for hearing us. I thank you tonight for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I thank you tonight, Father God, for your son Jesus who died for us that we might have abundant life, God. That means everything, nothing broken and nothing missing, dear God. Father, I thank you now for the warriors. Hallelujah, that's on that front line tonight. I thank you, God, for Blog Talk Radio, and I thank you for Pastor BJ, Father God, who's been faithful on her post, that we continue to pray without ceasing, and we know that our prayers are being answered. We might not see them. We might not never see them. But, God, there's one day that we're going to know that my prayers called this to change and this to happen, because we don't pray in vain, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, again, I thank you, I praise you, I worship and adore you, And I come in agreement with every prayer that have been prayed tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the opportunity, God, to be named with the faithful. I want to thank you, God, for all that you've done in my life and doing. I just want to thank you, Father, for my family, thanking you for my friends, thanking you for my neighbors now. Bless them all in Jesus' name. And I just give you the praise. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, God, I touch and agree with all the prayers of my sisters, God, of my family, God. Hallelujah, for we all are one. And Father God, in Christ Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, for our divine connections, God. Lord, how you're catapulting Prophetess BJ to another level, God. And Lord, how we're growing and moving with her, Lord, a higher height in the deeper depth, God. Lord, I know the time is far spent, but it's so beautiful just to be in your presence, to pray, to talk with you and share some things from our heart to you, and you share some things from your heart to us, God. We just thank you, God, even for the ones that haven't prayed, Father God. Lord, just all being one, there's nothing wrong with walking in your love. God, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Regardless, just pray whatever God puts on your heart. We look at the time, but we're doing this as unto the Lord. So if he has not finished with you, my brother, you can pray. We still will be, some things may on the next few minutes may go offline, but we still will be online to still be able to pray. So, y'all, you finished?
Yes, ma'am, but thank you. Thank you.
Praise God.
I received that.
At this time, praise the Lord, we'll receive whatever prayer request is, and thanking the Lord again for Mother McCormick for that God has placed in her spirit for the body tonight, because it truly was from the Spirit of the Lord. Thank God for every warrior, as Pastor said, for all those that we come in agreement with that prayed out of the depthness of the Spirit of the Lord. We praise God for Evangelist Ely being able to come on tonight. I know her service at her church usually be on Monday night, but the availability she was tonight to come on, we thank God for that and the powerful prayers that came up out of her spirit as well. Every warrior, we bless God. Any requests now, we go ahead and take those. We don't have but a few minutes, but even if it goes over, we still will be online together. Just with that part after when 9 o'clock come, it just don't be recorded, but we're still open online together. So anyone else have a prayer request, we want to take that now and pray as the Lord bless the request to come in.
God be the glory, men and women of God, Pastor Hubbard. I'm just asking for continued prayer for these symptoms that I have. They like coming and going, but I thank God it wasn't as bad as it could have been, so I'm definitely grateful to God, but I definitely want this headache back and forth to stop. And also, can you continue to pray for, like I said, there have been some deaths, and pastors are losing their spouses, or the pastors have died themselves from COVID. So it's just the enemy has been attacking the body of Christ with this disease, but also just leadership in general, that there's, you know, just some things that I know of a couple pastors that just not in place and position right now, that we all will follow the call God has given and will continue to honor his word and do what's called in this season, and just keeping marriages in prayer. So I thank you all for your prayers that you always keep up for my family. And also, as I am on this job search right now, also can keep that uplifted, that God will bless me with the position that is called for me to bless others as well, not just work, but I'll affect the Jesus and bring Jesus to the atmosphere wherever I'm at.
All right. Anyone else?
Jim, Pastor Jim,
I was
coming on tonight, and I want to thank you all for praying for me in the loss of my sister, Father. We just are going through a lot right now. We have a brother who started chemo on Thursday, and another brother who's finished with the chemo, and my brother-in-law is going through a lot already. Some more things are just popping up, but I'm determined to keep my faith and hold on to the word, and I thank each and every one of you that has been praying for me and holding me up, and God brings me out victorious, and I'm just prayers of the righteous people, because the Bible says they mean a lot. They avail of much. And I ask you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I have to go in for a CT scan of my abdomen and pelvis, and I'm asking you to pray, please, for that it'll come back normal. If there's anything that needs fixing, they'll be able to fix it without surgery. And I'm just thanking you and just asking you to please pray for each and every one of my families as members as we're going through for my youngest sister. And there's six of us left, and all of us are past 70. Most of us are past 70. And we need your help. We need your prayers, and we thank you for those that you have done. And whatever you've done and for me up, praying or however you have blessed me, I thank you. And I continue to pray for you all as I pray. I'm just not praying for me and my family. I'm praying for every family on this line and for mankind everywhere. So thank you. God bless you all.
And you said it's faster for your pelvic, and what else? Is it your stomach?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All righty. If that's the last prayer request, I'm going to go ahead and ask Mother, we need to split up some of these right here, but anyway, Mother Alexander, for you to pray, come lead us there for her, she was having headaches, and so just a little slight headache still yet, but it's lingering. It just come from the shot, but the shot was just done yesterday. But she's praying for pastors. And so for some that already have passed away because of this pandemic, and for some that need to come in place. And Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, would you take the prayer for Pastor Sims, as she's asking for prayer for encouragement for her family, but also at this time of bereavement, but she has a lot of sickness in the family, and then the brother, one's going on chemo, one is coming off. I can't remember if that's the brother or the brother-in-law. And also asking Brother Black to pray for the CT scan that she has to take also for her stomach and her pelvic. So we want to break down those three testimonies right quick.
Okay, you want me to pray first?
Are you there, Mother Alexander?
Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. Father God, we bring Carmelita before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know all about it, Heavenly Father. So we just come in touching in agreement, Lord God, because you're the God that answers prayer. And healing is in your wings, Lord God. You already tell us by your stripes we are healed. Father God, we believe in that, Lord. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch our from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord God, because you know everything that is going on, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, we know you're a healer, Heavenly Father. We know you're a provider, Heavenly Father. There is nothing that you cannot do. And, Lord, she's one of yours, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to renew, Lord Jesus. You see it all, Heavenly Father. Most of all, Lord, you know what is in our heart right now. And we ask in you, Heavenly Father, to renew our mind, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our, Lord God, and to come to know that you already make a way, Lord God. And this false spirit that come attack our mind, that she don't worry. bind up that spirit of worry that come against her, Lord. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we open a spirit that give her that joy back in our life, Lord. Joy back in our speech. Joy back in our love. That she know that nothing is impossible for you to do, regardless what coming against her. She is more than a conqueror. And we binding up all spirit that come to attack her because she is an overcomer. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our life right now, Lord God. And let our eyes stay on you, Lord God, and not on circumstance, because she's more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you so much, Lord God, that you see every situation, you know every circumstance, and we thank you, Lord God, that we don't bother you when we come to you for our needs. So we lift up Pastor Sims, and we thank you for such a mighty woman of God, Lord God, a sincere woman of God, and we thank you so much for her. And, Lord God, we pray not just for her, but for her entire family, Lord God, is going through this time of bereavement. And we thank you, Lord God, in advance that you have wrapped your loving arms around this family and keep them in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that we have an enemy that don't like us, but we thank you that your word teach no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you for that word. And we pray, Lord God, for her brother that just started chemo. We pray, God, as your divine will, which is for us to be whole and well, we pray that he will get through that chemo if he must need to go through that situation in the name of Jesus. And your hand of mercy, comfort, care, help, and healing be with him throughout the entire process, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for his other brother who just finished chemo. We lift him up to you, Lord God, and we thank you for victory in his life. We lift up Pastor Sam's brother-in-law, Lord God, that's going through. You know his situation, and we pray, God, for divine healing and deliverance in his situation in Christ Jesus' name. We praise you for what you've already done in their life, and we thank you, Lord God. We pray the prayer of faith, believing that we receive, hallelujah, we believe that we receive and we shall have what we ask for. So thank you so much, Father God, and I thank you so much because you allow us to bring all of our needs to you, and we can lay them at your feet. And I give this situation concerning Pastor Sims to you in Christ Jesus' name. And thank you, Jesus, that you will make it so in Christ Jesus' name. Let your good and divine and perfect will be done for all of my sisters and brother. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, we just thank you even for the in the CT scan and even for the pelvis, God. Lord, whatever's bent, whatever's crooked, whatever's not lined up, Lord, as its original state, God, we bind it up, God. She's not under the curse. She is your child, Father. Lord, she's utterly submerged under the blood. And we cast those demonic spirits and those spirits that comes to cripple, hinder, and all types of sicknesses and diseases, weaknesses and infirmities. We cast you back to the pits of hell from whence you belong. Now we loose the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We loose constructive miracles and divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. Straighten up everything that has been deformed or bent or any shape or way, God. We just thank you. We believe by faith, God. We decree it and declare it over her body right now in the name of Jesus. It is done because by your stripes, Jesus, she has been healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father, before we can pray over for Brother Black, he has his, if I'm not mistaken, appointment on Tuesday for his follow-up for his eyes when he was in the hospital, but also pray for the laser surgery that has to be done soon after. We don't know the date yet. So would you take that prayer request?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come again this afternoon, Lord God, God, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on Brother Blight right now, Father. Father, we know that you know all about him, Father. We know that you see every situation. God, we know that you are able, Lord God, to work all things out for his good, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you to look down on those eyes right now, God. God, we pray that you'll go right in them, God, and you fix it, God, the way that you see fit, God. We know that the doctor's there, and they do the work that they have to do. But, God, we know you can work in it too, God. We know that you're the one, you're the author and the finish of our faith. So, God, we put it in your hand that you move on him in the name of Jesus, that those eyeballs will come open, Lord God, that he will be able to see in the natural, well, in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray, God, as he go forth with his laser surgery, Lord God, that you would be right there, God, and that, God, that you would be able, Lord God, to keep him, Lord God, and, God, touch the doctors that's getting ready to do the surgery, God. Help them to know how and which way to go, Lord. Lead them in the direction that you will have them to go, God. Even in the nurse that may be standing beside him or whoever it may be around him, God. Father, we pray that you are keeping, Lord God, and God, help him to have that good report that he always give us, God, when he come out of this surgery, God, in the name of Jesus. And we claim it and we believe it right now. Now, Satan, I bind you up right now. You have no authority over this situation because it's already worked out, and we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Minister Carmelita, I'm going to have you to pray for Pastor Graham with this week. I think it is maybe next week, the heart valve surgery that she has to have. But hold on a minute. I want to cover this that didn't get covered. Father, we pray right now, glory to God, for that request that Carmelita have concerning the pastor that had died. We pray for the family, for the bereavement for that, and any other pastors or any ministers that have fell upon that COVID situation where they have lost their lives concerning it. But, God, we just pray healing, deliverance, and we pray, glory to God, that you would touch and send your ministering angels to minister and touch there. And we pray, glory to God, for those that have been attacked with COVID, and also praying for, as she said, some leaders that are out of place right now. And even at this time, as we've been praying and praying for our leadership to get in place, to get in alignment, to preach the truth, to walk in truth, to walk in obedience, to be transparent, to be what God has called them to be and not try to serve two masters. We come against compromise and we come against any foolishness or folly that's going on with any leadership. And God, you said, woe unto the shepherds that scatter my sheep. We pray for mercy and grace that they come in alignment, come in compliance, and that they will not have to fall, glory to God, in chastisement, glory to God, because of their disobedience and rebellion. God, so I'm praying right now that you will bless and help them to recognize, because you're speaking all the time, is having an ear to hear and be obedient, that they'll come out of those areas of darkness and get clean hands and repent and come in alignment with your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We bind Satan up in all of the courts and every set up traps there, every spirit that come, glory to God, to transfer, try to attack in any way of what those that are standing in the gap and standing and interceding and doing warfare on the behalf, glory to God, of your people and those that have come into the marvelous light out of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood covering and your protection in Jesus' name. We'll ask you to pray for Pastor Graham that's down in Savannah for that heart valve surgery.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you again, humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, Lord, I always want to come with a repentant heart, Lord, if anything in word, deed, or thought. God, I pray right now, as the prayer request has been listed for Pastor Graham, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know what she has already gone through, the loss of her son, God, various sickness and disease has already tried to affect her body, God. And we know that, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think. So we're praying right now, believing that, God, that you will touch the surgeons, the doctors,
the nurses, anyone, the anesthesiologist, whoever has to go in this, deal with this process with this heart valve, God, that everybody will line up, and God, that the angels will be in the atmosphere in the room, God, Lord, to take care of her as she goes through this procedure. God, we ask strength to her body, her mind, and her spirit, God, that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So we're believing and trusting you, God, right now in this season, this hour, that God, that you give the woman of God everything that she needs to prepare, God. We even praying for if she needs any support, that she'll have it, God, when she comes out the hospital. God, in the name of you, we believe in you and trust in you. We give you all the honor and the glory. We bless your holy name for all that you do and who you are, and you just be with her, God, in this season and hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
One more. Amen. We pray, glory to God, Pastor Burton. Glory to God, strengthen her body, strengthen her mind, strengthen her in every area of her life and the work that you've given her to do for ministry. Again, her husband has been in the hospital and had to go to the emergency room. Again, he just fell at home, God, because his legs got weak. But, God, all these attacks that keep coming in his body, we keep speaking life and health. God, you have him here for a reason and a purpose. And, God, so we are believing you that, glory, that whatever these unknown things that the doctors have to come back again, and then when this gets prayed through and healed and delivered, here's another thing, and then something they got to go and do research again. God, we are praying that spirit of sickness and disease, whatever this attack on his body, to be eradicated and dismantled, and God, that he'll draw even closer. Thank you for his salvation and filled with the spirit, but we're praying for a fight and a determination to get closer and allow you to have free reign in. So whatever it is, we thank you for the blood covering. Thank you, Lord God, for healing him. Thank you that sickness is going to leave that house. Thank you for blessing her. His wife, glory to God, as I often said, no matter how strong we are in the Lord, iron, when they have enough heat to it, it will bend. So we just praying that we'll undergird her in prayer, strengthen her, encourage her, bless her in a home and standing in the gap for him, and Warren in the spirit, also Warren as a pastor, glory to God, and even ministry that she do outside of the local assembly. God, we just pray you strengthen her, that she'll have time for you and for herself, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that her body will not get worn down or worn out. I pray with, we lift her up, and all the other ones to pray for Sister Brenda, as God, you blessing her in the little challenge that she had before you. We thank you, Lord God, that she's coming through and coming out. About 3 minutes to pastors, apostles, and prophets, and whatever like this, that are pastors today, glory to God, with burdens on their heart, glory to God, of challenges the enemy coming against that we've been saying, and been said tonight, that the warfare against those that are standing, those that are walking in truth and obedience and fighting the good fight of faith, if it's not, and warfare is coming in the house. So much so, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. But as we pray and stand in the word, and like the woman of God even said last night, we got to continue to put our trust and our faith and our hope in the Lord. So no matter what, even though these things are coming, this too shall pass. But as we undergird each other, and you said, stronger than infirmities of the weak, and glory to God, we bear one another burden. So we may be weak in one area on something this time, where other one we be strong in, we'll stand the gap, and it could be vice versa. But we stand, glory, against warfare, against the enemy that's coming up against your servants, God, that are trying to lead your flock. And God, some trouble coming in the home, and sometimes trouble coming in ministry, some outside interferences. We plead the blood of you, but I pray you strengthen them, and God, you send help and you breathe on them. Glory to God, they can stay focused on any things that try to come to distract, because there's a lot of distractors and fight to try to keep them off course, because of the fire of the anointed is interrupting and coming down and tearing up and dismantling things that are going on in the kingdom of the enemy. So God, we plead the blood of you, but keep them focused, God. Protect them, shield them, cover them under the blood in the name of Jesus. Give them the strength that they need and send help, God, in the name of Jesus, that are ones that will war with them and stand with them and also work with them in the name of Jesus. And if interference is going on in the house, God, you get the corporate out. The word going to either draw or drive. So I'm praying, glory to God, you make them strong wherever they may be getting weak in certain areas because of the warfare. I plead the blood of Jesus, and that can be any of us too as well. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to help us all to fight the good fight of faith and renew our minds with your word. Keep that armor on and check our armor daily to make sure everything is in place. And don't let no door come in that we compromise or we step down and just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's all it takes, is one apple to be in the barrel and whatever, and keep on dealing or keep on contaminating when it don't come to the core and get it out. So help us to be wise and go examine ourselves daily to make sure we're in the faith. And wherever we short in, help us to run to the rock that's higher than you. Glory to, higher than us, which is you, that we'll continue to stand fast and things that are coming against us beyond our control. Help us to fight the good fight, faith, to keep seeking your face, keep speaking what your word says, even though we don't see it. Glory to God, and there's no way glory to God manifested, but that's what faith is. Those things speak, those things that are not as though they were, and you said the race not given to the swift nor the strong, and you said, glory to God, in your word, faith is the something of things hopeful and the evidence of no evidence, but God, because you said it is so, it's already settled. Now help us to believe it and be strengthened and stand, glory to God, together and believe that it's going to manifest. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You'll never leave us nor forsake us, and you're with us in the storms. Glory to God, and you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding while the storm is going on. That's why we have joy that will be continuous. Happiness will just go by something happening to cease quickly, but we're standing on your word. So I thank you for the power of prayer and unity and the anointing. Glory, as we stand together, because we refuse to be a POW. We refuse to be MIA, and we refuse to be a KIA. We're going to stand, glory to God, with your love and your promises and binding up untimely death, sickness, and disease so we can be able to accomplish everything that you set us to do. But it's got to be in obedience and trust and faith to know that you're going to manifest. So, God, I pray and thank you again for tonight, for the power of your word last night, but even the unitedness in the prayer today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. I want to also put this a reminder out there that, you know, every Monday between August 1st Monday night will be Mother Evangelist Willette, and third Monday will be Mother Evangelist Alexander for 15 minutes, whether we first start out, and as I do the exaltation and prayer, and we have enough people online, those 15 minutes of what the Lord has given, not with a theme, what the Lord has given you for the body, 15 minutes. When it comes to 14, you say hallelujah, either you either be ready to stop then, or you know you have only 1 minute left. We got to keep it so that anointing can still continue to flow with the prayers, because it's still going to be prayer night. But it's just God has blessed and put in my spirit to give 15 minutes of a word that anyone that God has blessed for the body of Christ, not come with your testimony, come with the body of Christ. You might have a testimony in it, but your testimony can't be that word for the night. So we're asking the Lord to bless, glory to God, in that. So we have two already set up, so we're going to glory to God and call and find out, you know, between our other warriors and so forth like this, the intercessors, what night will it be accomplished. So that's why I said it's only four Mondays. It might be five. I'm not sure, but I know it's five Sundays. But in the meantime, that we'll be able to accomplish this and carry on over into September. Our speaker right now is first, oh, Lord, the second Sunday. I have to still get confirmed whether that's Pastor Danny or not. The fourth Sunday will be Elder, for our speaker will be Elder Ross. The second Sunday will be Pastor Betty Pugh. The fourth Sunday, I'm running right on them to those two Sundays I just told you, those are in August. And then is a speaker on fifth Sunday, Parker will. She said the Lord put something in her spirit to pray, but it would just be her and myself or either one other person that will. But she has something she had in the spirit for a couple of months to share, but she had gotten sick. So we pray for Evangelist Parker, too, to continue to bless and touch and heal her body. She had a very serious bout. I can't remember whether it was with the lupus or what it was. But in the meantime, I just talked to her the other day. But anyway, it's not nothing that just come up because it was supposed to be a couple months back. But nevertheless, maybe about in the last 2 months. But in the fourth Sunday of September will be Pastor Mitchell out of Tulsa. Last night I did say myself, but I messed up again because I got two tablets, and they're getting ready to be combined in one to make sure I got all my dates and all the ministers' names. So Prophetess Benjamin and myself for this tag team that God has given me on a certain message was supposed to be during that time on the fourth when I had to move it. But I messed up because I forgot back here a couple of weeks back was supposed to be write it down that it was going to be Pastor Mitchell on the fourth Sunday, but I'll have everything in order the next time we speak again, so it won't be all jumbled up like, and I have everything and every date and all the ministers that are lined up for our next 2 months for speaking. But 15 minutes for all our warriors every Monday night from August through into September, and I will be getting back in touch with you if anything changes for that particular night. Since it's only the 15 minutes, we'll switch it up and just plug in the next person that's available that maybe from the couple of weeks over. We're not going to take the person that was the next week off their post, but anybody after that, we'll find out whether they don't mind shifting. But other than that, hopefully everything will work out for each one, because I know sometimes you may have certain things that are going on at your church, and if it comes up to that point, that particular night. But the majority of the nights, I think everything is going to work out. Again, it's in between the, it may come in the first part of the service because not many people come on, or it may be in the middle. So if Mother McCormick was just finished her prayer, and it ended up being that, okay, now we can plug the next person in because enough people weren't on board to be able to hear that, then we'll just have that person right after she prayed then to plug them in for their 15 minutes. So our whoever's doing those nights, that's how it'll be. So you already know, so you don't come in and pray and minister. You will all just use all of that 15 minutes for to bring in that message. So you will not come in and start praying. I won't have you down for prayer that night. I have you down for whatever night you're supposed to minister, the 15 minutes. And this is a word from the Lord for the body. So you just seek the face of the Lord, something God's been putting on your heart, whether it was concerning faith, whether it was concerning discouragement, whether it was concerning a situation through disobedience or whatever it is, or just think, just something, glory to God, God has blessed in your heart to just bring to the body that he's been have heavy on your heart. Could be even like that message the Lord even gave tonight for my sister. It could be something even in that he is dealing with us about yielding and obeying or submitting to his will. So that's why I just wanted to let you know there will be no theme. It's something you're really going to have to seek the Lord about and put on your spirit to just bring to the body, and then we'll resume right back on continuous in prayer. And when you hear me say hallelujah, please come in on your next minute. Hallelujah. If anything, and if I miss hallelujah, say praise the Lord, that means the same thing the same way, but hallelujah is the code. But if you say, hear me say praise the Lord, and you know that's not, I normally won't be on the line with an open line, open mic, then you know this, bring that minute on in. So in the meantime, I love you. Any remarks right now, we want to bring it on. I just want to make sure that information is out there. And so we'll be looking forward to our next Monday. As I said, Mother Willette will be bringing us in on that time. And in the meantime, I pray you be blessed, be encouraged, be strengthened, and hold on to faith and continue to pray one for another. And those prayers that's going out there for the different ones and the prayers that went forth for those having surgery, will have surgery, and some of those was already incorporated in the prayers. Let us keep those things before the Lord and keep ourselves prayed up as well as we're keeping our children and everything else and those babies going back to school. And some, well, I may be vaccinated, some may not, but some of those little babies that's not even, you know, able to take those things now. We're just praying for wisdom, because you got people out there protesting against even wearing the mask and how bad this thing is going. Not even just a shot, you praying against even walking around protection. So just keep those things before the Lord, but don't let it burden us, and don't let ourselves get overconsumed with what's going on in media and on the TV and all that. Let us keep ourselves lifted up and prayed up, and when we hear some things, put it in prayer. But some of this stuff going to repeat, repeat, repeat. The faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So if we keep hearing jump, 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 and this right here, something might be true about some things may not be true, but we want to keep ourselves built up so we won't have anything, glory to God, to come against where we guard in our hearts. So just pray God's blessings, protection, and shield, and thanksgiving, thanksgiving, thanksgiving for all that he's already done and doing. I appreciate you all so much, and thank God for Blog Talk Radio and all those ones that are around the globe, too, that are that's preaching and ministering and really praying. You are some faithful people. I love what God is doing here, and you can hear the growth and the anointing flowing for faithfulness, because it couldn't come this way if you all not were before the Lord and have faith and the anointing. I appreciate the prayers you pray for me, too. I don't take none of this for granted. That's why the strength be there, whether you're feeling up to it or not, the joy on the inside and that the desire to be in place, to be governed by the Spirit, to get on this line, it just does something for my spirit, man. And when I hear those prayers, it just juvenizes me too as well. And sometimes healing is going on while you're praying. So thank you so much. I bless the Lord for you. And whatever, I feel pretty good in my spirit. It's just that between the sons and whatever like this, you have me a little hoarse and whatever, but the spirit is willing. Flesh might be a little weak, but it's not weak like that, but it's still good. So I thank you all, and I bless the Lord for you. You don't know I love you very much. I'll pray blessings upon you, sweet sleep, sweet rest, and just you be revived even the more to do the will of the Lord. So we love you. You have a blessed and marvelous and wonderful week till we meet again.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody have any remarks before we hang up? You know, you can say so. If not, then we're just going to say
shalom. I do. I just wanted to say I called my sister. She was at the hospital with my mother. And my mother was up and eating, and we were talking for about 45 minutes.
Whoa.
And she's going to be receiving some type of discharge papers soon. But it was just awesome. It was nice to know. You know, we were talking about God. You know, it was just so good. It was so good.
Yeah,
and
celebrate that. Praise God.
My younger sister went to church, and she got touched by the Holy Ghost. Great things are happening. Great things.
That is good. We got to continue to keep the faith and keep looking up and believing God, because he'll do that exceedingly abundantly above more we can think and act, and he put them extra blessings on the other side of some things. So we just thank God. That's wonderful to hear, my brother. We celebrate Jesus with you for what God is doing.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God. All right, then, everyone. We love you. Continue to pray one for another. Hold on to your joy, your peace, and weapons. We love you. Shalom, shalom. Good night.
Shalom. Love you.
Good night.
Love you. God bless. Love you. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.